Hello! Welcome to another episode of Facts. This is Facts, episode number 29. And I'm your host, Michael Kalenich. Sitting with me today, it's a big honor. I was looking. All these people were applying. Who wants to be on Facts? All these people keep bothering me. I want to be on Facts. Well, I ruffled through all the applications and resumes, and somebody that's very qualified. He's actually had a podcast of his own with Eric Cribbley. He's Team Mike now. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome my good friend and the new co-host of Facts, Dave Bisella.
That's me. I'm honored to be here. I'm happy to be here.
Yeah.
And that's a fact.
Thank you. I'm really happy you're honored to be here. Eric was, he was very...
Eric's never happy to be anywhere.
Yeah, I felt like,
That's the thing about Eric, is he just brings everything
he touches. I went out of my way to make him happy.
He brings everything he touches down.
I want to bring up the music real fast before I forget. That was by You and Me Both. And I recommend downloading, going on Facebook.com and checking out You and Me Both and downloading the anthology.
The album Anthology.
The album Anthology.
It's an ampersand thology.
Yeah. Today we're having tacos.
You want me to talk about the food that you brought?
Yeah.
See, I appreciate you bringing food.
Thank you. You do?
Yeah.
You like it?
Yeah. Mike brought a 12-pack of tacos, not just for me and him,
right,
but for my family as well. The kids are eating tacos. The girlfriend's eating tacos. The girlfriend's mom stole a taco.
Yeah.
So, like, everybody's eating tacos. And he brought a 12-pack of ginger ale.
Happy wife is a happy life.
Yeah. I wish life rhymed with husband or boyfriend, even. Boyfriend would be more appropriate.
Yeah.
But anyway, like, I appreciate the food. I appreciate you having me on. I appreciate being
here. Hey, cheers.
Cheers.
Oh, that's good. Me and Eric never did that.
You know what? I don't know if you ever did, Else. Try this. High five.
I felt like that was a really good high five. We would try to give high fives, and it was always awkward.
Yeah, Eric's not a good high five partner.
He's not.
And that's a fact.
That is a very good fact.
We got a faction-packed show for you today. Huh? Have you ever said that before?
No.
Faction packed.
That's I like where your brain's at.
I'm using my brain.
You are. You really are. You're making up your new words for us. Faction packed.
You encouraged me to use my brain.
Wow.
Eric encourages me to just be like sad and bitter. Be a bitter old man in a 20-something body.
I want to thank you. You thanked me, but... Excuse me. Ginger ale makes me burp. So
it's carbonated. The carbonation makes people burp. Burp.
That's a fact.
Fact.
And, you know... what was I saying, Dave? Oh, yeah, I wanted to thank you because, you know, you're the one who does all this work. And Eric doesn't even realize you're really the boss.
I created the show. I put you two together.
Yeah.
But I put up the shows.
So what do you call that, Dave? A boss. Like, you're so humble about things.
I've denied it for so long, but I'm on board. I think whatever you say goes, so I'm the boss.
Thank you. Would you like another taco?
I am going to eat another taco.
If you want another taco, say TP, okay? That means taco, please, and I'll give you one.
Actually, I think they're closer to me.
I'll still reach over and handle them to you because you're my boss. When I feel that you should eat more, I'll say TP, okay?
You know what? I do enjoy the show sometimes, but you know what bores me about it sometimes?
Facts?
Yeah, facts.
Okay.
You know what bores me about it sometimes?
What's that?
Is when you go on and you just pick a topic and you just start talking all these, like, educational points about a certain topic.
Yeah, and, me like, too. I try like getting that away from that all the time, and Eric gets mad at me. I try, vining all the time to make it visual for people at home, because I want to, you know, Eric just wants to talk about old stuff that happened in the past all the time. Who cares? You know, I understand history is good for your brains, but, I mean, all the time? I mean, why can't we do things, like, futuristic?
Eric is like Eric's like one of those teachers that, like, yeah, he's a nice guy. He probably has a decent home life, but He's just so boring in class.
Yeah.
And he doesn't pay enough attention. He honestly doesn't care enough. So, like, you want to have him as a teacher just because you can sleep through his class. Whereas you're, like, the kind of history teacher that makes it fun, and you find out a couple years after you graduate that you got fired for banging a girl that was a freshman while you were a senior.
Yeah.
Like, that's the kind of factician you are.
I see my, like, Robin Williams from Dead Poets Society, right?
Yeah.
Where it's...
Or from Good Morning Vietnam. Or Patch Adams. You're like Robin Williams from Patch Adams.
I'm basically Robin Williams.
You're
from Mork and Mindy, too.
You're if Robin Williams played Patch Adams
in
Dead Poets Society.
Ooh. I like that.
So do I. That's why I'm here.
I do like that when I think about it. I am Robin Williams. Who would you be, you think? A good boss. Who would be a good boss?
John McGinley?
I don't even know who that is.
He was on Scrubs, and he's on that elevator show now.
Mm.
I don't know if there's an elevator in it, but there's floor in the title, so I assume there's an elevator involved. It's got the charming kid from Pitch Perfect.
If you want to be John McGinley, I'll go with you and say okay, because I don't know who he is, but I trust
you.
He was
in Die Hard. He was in Point Break.
Oh, is he Hans from Die Hard that says...
No, that's
don't kill
Alan
me,
Rickman.
Man. Oh, okay. You could be Alan Rickman, too.
I'll be Alan Rickman.
Okay. Yeah, don't kill me, man. Who would Eric be?
The first terrorist that dies in Die Hard.
Perfect. The brother. The brother, you mean?
Terrorist number 7.
Yeah.
He doesn't even get a credit.
That's perfect. That would be Eric. Yep. Because you know why he doesn't get? Because he's so mean. And he yelled at me at my own show at the Weirdos of Comedy, too. In front of a bunch of people.
I heard about that.
I introduced him, and I said he was in a great movie. And he just starts screaming at me, and everybody got quiet in the audience. And I asked the audience, did I do anything wrong? And they all agreed with me, too. The funny thing is, the whole audience agreed with me.
He has such an anger
and then
towards that movie.
He got mad and sat down and said, fine, tell him what you're going to tell him. And I said, okay, fine, I will. And I go, Eric was in a movie, everybody, that's all. And then he just got up and did his comedy.
He has such an anger towards that movie.
And when I said, you know, this is my best friend, he made a point to tell everybody I'm not his best friend.
He pulls that with me, too. I really, you know why? When you're that bitter, you can't have a best friend. TP. For you. No, that's yours.
Thank you.
I was saying TP for you.
Can I get you one?
No, I'm good right now.
Okay.
I might need Gapped soon, though.
Oh, man, Gap. Ginger ale, please.
Yeah.
You catch on quick.
I do. That's a fact.
Okay, well, you know, there was a bunch of people I was going to interview, and I don't want to do that no more. I didn't. Because, first of all, everybody was giving me excuses and saying, can I do it next week? Can I do it next week? You know, it's not...
You know what I tell them?
Well, to anybody that said do it next week...
The show must go on.
You're never going to get to do it. You passed up a job opportunity, okay? When opportunity knocks, you take it. You know what I mean? If I would have blown off a job interview for the Postal Service, if I would have said, well, I'm not ready for that. I'll take the interview next week. Do you think they would have...
Hey, Mike, let's reenact that. Hey, Mike, you want to come in for an interview with the Postal Service tomorrow?
Oh, no, because I'm Jim Sabella and I got a DJ. I'll do it next week.
Oh, okay. Don't bother calling back.
Fine.
We're going to move on to somebody better.
Okay, I'll just go sing Rapper's Delight then. Bye. And yeah, I'm not... No, no. My schedule... No, no, no. I don't mean to be mean to anybody, but when I ask you something, you know, what are you going to do? You're going to crap or get off the pot. And Dave's here with me. So, well, you're the new co-host.
Yay.
Yep.
Fuck you, Shane Herman.
Thank you. He was really rude to me. I never did nothing to the guy except be nice to him. I don't know what his problem is. I was even going to let him be a co-host for an episode or two with me, maybe.
You know what other part
I'm
about...
I'm not interested in
You know
him.
What other part about the show I hate?
Hmm.
Corrections.
I hate corrections so bad, Dave. It's stupid. I've told Eric every week we don't even get to my last fact because he's always correcting things that He says it wrong.
Here's my imitation of Eric during corrections.
Yeah.
I'm going to read this email. Hi, I'm a loyal listener. I love you guys. You make it entertaining. Mm-hmm. The thing you said about this was slightly inaccurate. Mm-hmm. Fuck you! God! There is no God! Fuck you! Fuck off! Fucking Jesus did was a cunt! That's why this segment sucks!
Yeah. Okay. That's another thing. I have to... Okay. That's coming up in a minute.
Okay.
Speaking of corrections, I wanted to... Although we're doing away with corrections, I just want to say one thing. And everything Shane said last week, and Eric buzzed, well, he was actually right. So, Eric buzzed Shane for no reason. And you were right, Shane, actually. But, Eric, you were wrong about something. And you said that the stop-motion video on Beavis and Butthead was prison sex, and you're wrong. It was stop-motion, but also... You're thinking of Sober, because Sober was on that. And that was the video that was actually on Beavis and Butthead. And I did my research and looked it up, and you're wrong, okay? You got it? So Eric was wrong, and let me move on from that, because we're not doing any more corrections ever again on my show facts, because they're stupid and everything we say is right. So, right now, I want to do a little... Yes.
This is a no buzz zone.
Thank you.
Mike, give me a fact about the Anunnaki. Start talking about the Anunnaki, and I promise I will not interrupt you with a buzz.
Okay. What do you want to know about them, man?
Any, just mention any fact about the Anunnaki, because that's what they are. Facts.
Well, God, there's so many. But the one that comes to mind is the pyramids.
Isn't that much more audibly appealing than a buzz? You learn something and you got an awesome...
The Great Pyramid was actually a power source.
Yeah, I think it's working out well.
Thousands of people are abducted every year from aliens.
Oh, I moved off of it.
But what I had prepared, before we go on any further, and I commit to you, I want to do a job interview. Because I've been to a lot this last year. So.
And you failed most of them.
I failed all of them, except the post.
Yeah.
Except the hardest one to get in. Because they do the most extensive mental examination. Because you have to be, the government really goes deep into you. And they make sure you're mentally stable and smart. And I passed that. And all these other companies and, like West and stuff like that, I couldn't get a job. But
anybody can get a job at West.
So anyways... well, I'm going to give you a job interview, Dave, okay?
Mm-hmm.
This is a true story. When I worked at the steel mill, I was, I worked in the labs, but I had a job for management for a sales position. Vice president of the company interviewed me. Guess what he was doing?
Eating tacos?
Dead serious. Hard tacos. He was finishing up a hard taco while I went in for the interview.
That's a total power play.
It was like, I felt afterwards like, man, I was just punked down so hard. And he said taco, the word taco, he called it a taco, he goes. But he didn't say, like, he didn't have a weird accent or anything, just after the interview. No, I'm sorry, before it. What am I saying? Yeah, before it, he goes, he took like a couple bites. He's like, waved me in his room. He took a couple bites of taco. And he goes, you have to let me apologize. I was just finishing my lunch. I had tacos from Taco Bell. I'm like, okay. And like the whole time he's asking me questions, he was like doing that thing with the tongue in his
getting
teeth.
Getting the lattice out of the...
And I'm just like, so distracted because he's asking me questions. But while he's asking me questions, he's like... So, we're each year still 5 years, and I'm just, like, looking at him, and I'm, like, trying to, like, What am I doing? What am I answering? But I'm not going to do that to you, okay?
Although you did just finish a taco.
I just finished a taco, but I'm not going to do weird things like that while I interview you. Because I respect you as my boss. But I still... Do you realize as you're my boss, I still have to make sure you're right for this job. Right, Dave?
The weirdest interview I had was a dude that was probably 15 years older than me. Had me meet at Panera Bread. Because it was from a job from a ways away.
Yeah.
So we met at Panera Bread. And the whole time, there's just... It's a hotbed of just tail in Panera Bread.
Oh, yeah.
And so, like, I'm trying to be focused and just not... You know, like peripherals, like use peripherals to look. And the whole time I'm talking, like if I see a girl walk by, I'm like pretending I'm focused. And then he just like follows their ass with his eyes and is like, damn, I love this area. Like, that's all it was me trying to be like really try to get this job and just him going like, man, there's some nice asses in this area.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, I could see right now you're very personable. I enjoy talking to you. I like your style, okay?
Okay.
So this is like the mental type part, where it's a little bit of an exam, okay?
Okay.
Don't be stressed. It's just something I got to do. It's just something I got to do, okay? I got to interview. Okay. Hi, how are you? What's your name?
I'm Dave.
What's your last name?
Becella.
Okay. Becella. Just writing this down for the...
Becella.
For the records. Because I'm going to have to turn this into my boss after.
Yeah. Okay, well, it's me. I'm going to have to review this.
Right. You still could fail, but it's my discretion because I'm the host. You understand?
I got it.
So yeah. I'm not disrespecting you.
Yes.
Why do you want this job?
It's something to do. I've listened to the show something before.
Are you bored a lot?
I'm bored when listening to the show. So I feel like I could change that.
Why are you bored?
Because...
Who makes you bored?
I feel like... I'm not going to name names, but the person that isn't you bores me.
I understand.
And I feel like this show has so much potential that when I created this show,
right.
I thought it could be fantastic. Right. And it's not. So I feel like getting somebody in there that's less boring can come in and kind of spice it up.
On a scale of 1 to 10, what do you think it is now? With me and the, let's just not name the other
person. He who shall not be named?
Yeah.
3-ish?
Where can you make this show?
12.
Out of 10?
Yeah.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Okay. Let me just do something right here. Okay. Now, let's move on to something else. Let's talk about... Well, you already talked about corrections. You don't like that part of the show, right?
I don't like corrections. It's just basically an opportunity for Eric to yell at your family, to take out anger he has towards you, towards your loved
ones. How do you feel about other people's religions?
I think most of them are wrong, but they're free to believe that.
Thank you. Me too. I think almost everybody in the world's wrong, except, certain people that believe in, the Savior.
I believe in being a good person.
Right.
And if you believe the same thing, I don't care what other caveats are with it, as long as you give me the same respect.
Treat others you want to be treated.
Because you know what? There is no God, but as long as you don't try to prove me wrong and shove it down my throat, I'm fine with that.
Hey, you know what? You can believe whatever you want, I think, but just have a little respect. And I, in turn, have respect for those who do not believe. Because, hey, I don't care. It's not my business
what you believe. That was a religious high five.
It was. You get another one of these. I love that. Where do you see yourself in 5 years?
Hopefully hosting episode, we'd probably be up to, 35 or 36 of facts by then.
Okay, there you go, another star. Tell me, what are some of your hobbies? What do you like to do in your spare time?
Podcasting, learning, using my brain, alien abductions, Bigfoot sightings. Ghost hunting.
Wait. Back up. So you like that stuff?
Oh, yeah.
You like the paranormal?
I just like to learn.
Supernatural. Mm-hmm. You like to learn about the unknown?
Oh, yeah. I'm big on facts.
God. Another star. You know what? You know what I'm going to do with this list? I got a lot of questions on this list. You're hired. You're my new co-host. Congratulations, Dave Pacella. You are the new co-host.
And that's a fact.
Yes. Yes.
We're three for three on high five, right?
Now that we're here on facts, who's going to go first? Want to play stone, paper, scissors to see who goes first?
No.
Okay.
Let's play stone, scissors, and then you go first. Let's just play for fun, and then you go first anyway.
Okay.
All right?
Okay.
One, two, three. Okay, you go.
I would have ended up going because Dave did a stone and I did scissors. This next game, I kind of, it's a tribute to you because I have listened to the Rick and Dave podcast.
He Who Shall Not Be Named and Dave talking with He Who Shall Not Be Named and Dave.
Yeah. Yeah. We'll just say my former best friend, my former best friend co-host, but now I have a new one.
Mr. Bitterpants.
Yeah.
Mr. Bitterpants talking.
Yeah, because he really is an Oscar the Grouch sometimes, isn't he?
Yeah, got me, please.
You got it. Here you go. Slamming him down like... Yeah. Oh boy, that ginger ale sure good.
It is.
This game... It's a little spin-off of Magic the Gathering. I call this Facts the Factening.
Okay.
I got a bunch of index cards. And I'm going to ask you fact or fiction. Okay?
Okay.
And you're going to tell me if it's a fact or if it's fiction.
Okay.
I'm going to have something. I'm going to read it. And fact or fiction. Let's play the game, Dave. Let's see how you do.
All right.
And I'm going to... Make a list and see how many you got right and how many you got wrong. And I hope you get more right than wrong. But if you don't, you know what? I'm not going to hold it against you because every time I played Stump the Chump or Stump the Grump with Eric, seems like he always got stumped.
And you know what?
And I still liked him. I still went back to him every week.
It's not like this is the only episode we'll have together.
Right. So it doesn't even matter. Okay, fact or fiction. Lord, the international sensation from New Zealand, is only 17 years old.
Fact.
Let me see, because I don't even remember myself. Fact. Her birthday is November 7th, 1996.
Yep. Oh, yeah. So she turned 18 this year. She's just 17.
That's weird. I was 16 in 96.
So was I. I graduated in 98.
Me too.
Yeah.
That's my graduation year. What a good year. Eric isn't even as smart because he's younger. But anyways, it says, tell him my Lord joke. I made a joke, and I was going to say it at the Weirdos of Comedy, and I don't remember it, but it was something because there's an E at the end of her name, and I was going to say, is her name Lordy? Because, like, her name has an E at the end, and if it is, then black people would be saying, like, Lordy, 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 but it's not that funny. Never mind.
You know why her name is Lord?
Yeah.
Because she's a royal.
Eh? Never thought of it that way.
Yeah. They named her after that song.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Not only did you get the question right, but you gave me a fact on her life. Thank you. Everybody, if you didn't know that Lord was named Lord after the song... that her parents wrote called The Royals, which makes a lot of sense when you think about it. I never thought of that. Oh my gosh. Okay, fact or fiction, and a hint, I already talked about this earlier. The Great Pyramid at Giza may have been a power plant of some sort because there's traces of hydrochloric acid and hydrated zinc in it was in these like tunnels on the sides of the pyramid. And they lead into a reaction chamber, which causes the pyramid to resonate power. Is that a fact or fiction?
You got to give me a second on this. I'm going to say fiction, because you said may have been, when it obviously was.
You nailed it. You nailed it.
Trick question, but I outsmarted it.
Oh my gosh. If anybody wants to learn more about that, go to Christopher P. Dunn. Look him up on the internet, and you could see that... he actually has diagrams, and he did studies, and he's the one that actually took samples from the pyramid and tested it, and it came out hydrochloric acid, and the other side was hydrated zinc. And these two have been proven, like in labs and stuff, that when they react, they cause a reaction to make stuff resonate. And it's exactly what happened with the pyramids. And that was a power plant that all these obelisks around the world that are in perfect order, which is weird. Like, you know, if they're lined up, it's like circular. They're all in order in different spots of the world. It's so weird. And it said that the power plant actually brought power to those obelisks, and it was kind of like a wireless electricity, kind of what Nikola Tesla was trying to do. And Eric always said that's not true because he doesn't really have an open mind. And how are you ever going to learn unless you open your mind?
You got to use your brain.
He believes in singularity.
Yeah, that's a whole other thing.
Have you ever heard of that?
Yeah, no, I don't believe in that. We had an argument about that this weekend.
I mean, I'm serious.
Yeah, no, I don't.
Is that not the stupidest thing you've ever heard?
He tried to give me a book, and it's like, I'm not reading this.
Oh, we're all going to be a machine someday.
Yeah, no.
I'm not going to be a part of the Borg.
Yeah, we're all going to be a machine. We're going to be powered from the power station inside the pyramid. One of those is right. The other one is just nonsense.
We both know which is right.
Mm-hmm.
I don't even want to talk about it. Okay, fact or fiction, Bigfoot has been caught on tape.
Oh, many times. I've seen it.
Thank you.
Fact.
Thank you. Fact or fiction, an apple a day will keep the doctor away.
Fact.
Ooh. An apple a day will keep a doctor away? I'll give you one more chance.
Bag it up, bag it up, bag it up.
Back it up.
Fiction.
Yes. Yeah.
Because you also need other stuff other than an apple.
Exactly.
Like you need to drink stuff.
I looked
vitamins.
It up, and it's like, you know, if you just eat
one
apple,
you need some protein.
There is no proof to back that up.
No.
You know. No. But you got that right.
An apple a day with plenty of vitamins and nutrients and protein and a full daily serving of, you know, calories and stuff still isn't guaranteed to keep a doctor away because apples don't cure cancer or anything.
Thank you.
So, like, if you get cancer or you hook up with some strange and get some of the creepy crawlies, like, you mm-hmm. still need a doctor. I don't care how many apples you rub down there.
You're right. A lot of people think apples are just going to cure everything. I got news for you. You know, I try to eat a thing of applesauce every day because I'm not really an apple guy. So I try to eat a little can of applesauce every day. It doesn't help me. I get sick all the time. Fact or fiction. An ostrich's eye is bigger than its brain.
That's a fact.
You're right. It is. Did you know ostriches are so stupid they stick their head in the ground?
They play the...
Why do they do that?
That's how they hide from predators.
Like, the predator's not going to know.
And that's how they eat.
They eat bugs, right?
Yeah.
In the ground?
Mm-hmm.
Worms?
Yeah. Whatever they can find down there.
Whatever. Just anything. You think they eat dirt, too?
I'm sure some gets in there.
Right.
They're not, like, taking the worms to a sink and washing them off. Like,
yeah, right. They're eating. Exactly. I wonder if they eat other birds.
Ostriches? No. Flamingos, yes. Ostriches,
do flamingos eat other birds?
Oh, flamingos are the cannibals of the bird world. That's commonly known.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. Thank you.
No problem.
That's another fact. Hey, there's a street in Allen called Hawk's Landing. I'm dead serious, okay? And I was driving, and guess what? I saw a hawk on it.
Was it dead, or did it actually...
No, it flew like 10 feet above me. And I was like, wow, no wonder they call us Hawk's Landing.
Because a lot of times they land and they get hit by cars.
A hawk?
Yeah.
You know, you could get in a lot of trouble if you shoot an owl or a hawk.
Yeah. Just don't shoot anything. How about that?
Right.
Just don't shoot anything.
I know. Fact or fiction. Many times crocodiles stay on riverbanks with their mouths open to attract females to show the females how big of a tongue they have.
That's fact. Crocodiles love cunning lingus.
Well, that's probably a fact, but it's actually fiction. They sweat through their mouth. That's why they keep their mouth open to cool off.
Yeah, but that also shows females how big their tongue is. It's like you can leave your mouth open for more than one thing.
I'm going to go ahead and say you're right. even though I researched it.
It's like, you, hey, you present why, like a why really... do you eat an apple a day? Oh, to keep the doctor away, and because they're delicious. So there's two answers there. Do you eat an apple a day because it's delicious, or to keep the doctor away?
Yeah.
Both.
Both.
It's the same scenario.
Man, you know what? I think maybe I'm learning a little bit from you. You know? Sometimes that's what happens, Eric. When you keep an open mind, you'll learn stuff off people. When you're not stubborn and you just open your mind, free your mind, and say, maybe he is right.
You know what I always say?
Yeah.
Free your mind. Yeah. And the rest will follow.
Free your mind and the rest will follow. Today's like a really profound day
for
me.
Be colorblind.
Be colorblind. I like that.
Don't be so shallow.
I like all that. Be colorblind. Don't be so shallow. Free your mind. The rest will follow. Be colorblind. The rest will follow.
Yes.
I really like that. Mm-hmm. Fact or fiction? The movie Dracula was actually based on a real guy.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yep.
Vlad the Impaler.
Fact. Fact, and you didn't even have to say that, but since you did, thank you. Did you know Vlad the Impaler, do you know why they called him that?
Because he would cut off his head, the heads of his soldiers that he would defeat and put them on posts outside his castle.
Yeah, they were actually like miles. Mm-hmm. I think I read it before, it's not, I can't say it's a fact. But it's like a ridiculous amount.
You know,
like,
it is a fact.
Like 9 miles of dead bodies there.
He killed his brother. His father was king. Vlad the Impaler's father was king.
Right.
And their village was invaded. And they were defeated. And the people that beat him said, you can give up your throne and move on. And the king said, I will not give up my throne. He said, if you can keep your throne and keep your village, we will take your children. So they took Vlad and his brother, and they raised them as their own. And then as they grew older, Vlad's brother tried to escape, tried to get them to escape, and Vlad went with them. And they fled back to the homeland to find their father dying.
Yeah.
And Vlad just kind of scoped out the place and then went back. To where he was raised, and then invaded, knowing the inside of the village. After his father had died, he raided the village, killed his brother, and then became the king.
Is that true?
Yeah, that's all true.
Holy jeez.
Yeah, Vlad the Impaler is a really interesting dude.
Yeah, I didn't know that about him. Well, they should make a movie on him.
Yeah.
You know, without him being Nosferatu or something.
Charlie Hunnam from Sons of Anarchy has been trying to get a Vlad the Impaler movie made for a decade now.
Really? It'd be awesome. Mm-hmm. Like Braveheart.
Yep.
Have you ever had red vines?
Yeah. Yeah, did Braveheart remind you of that?
Yeah, because it's...
Like they're like intestines?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you want some? Do you want some or are you still eating tacos?
Oh, no, that was my answer. Yeah!
That's what I was going to say. It sounds like a yeah.
Yeah. Is that your segment then?
I'm not done.
Oh, we still have a lot more?
Just a couple. Okay. Fact or fiction?
The texture of them is so much different than Twizzlers. And dare I say, better. And they make better straws.
I feel, these are the best straws.
Mm-hmm. Perfect straws.
Mm-hmm. But... as for texture, you know, I do like the softness of Twizzlers.
I like the smoothness.
The best, though, do you like Australian licorice? I almost bought some instead of this, but I'm like, man, I haven't had red vines in so long.
I like Australian anything.
Australian licorice is so good.
Licorice.
It's like real thick. No, the strawberry kind.
Okay,
not
yeah.
The, I don't want the black licorice.
I hate blacks.
I do like it, but I like the strawberry. It's real soft and chewy and it's thick. Like those, like the cherry Twizzler ones that are real thick.
Oh, see, I don't like those.
You don't?
The ones that are like pull and peel?
Mm-hmm. No. No. The other ones, they're just like tubes. They're just thick. And mm-hmm. They're solid, though, but they're not pull and peel.
Oh, okay. I don't like the pull
but
and peel.
But they taste like that because they're cherry.
They made green apple and watermelon ones recently.
Yeah.
That I didn't realize were pull and peel.
Yep. And they also had like some kind of lemonade one.
That was a part of a rainbow pack.
Yeah. I didn't like the lemonade. But speaking of fruity things, fact or fiction, 7-Up got its name because 7 is a lucky number, and up indicates the direction of the U.S. economy because 7-Up was created right before the Great Depression.
Fiction.
You're right. It's wrong. Do you know why it's named 7-Up, though?
Mm-hmm. But you can tell them because I'm chewing red vines.
7-Up was actually created in 1929. 7 stood for 7 ounces. Up stood for the direction where the bubbles go. They go up. And that's true. Fact or fiction. Many people have indeed been abducted by aliens. And Fire in the Sky, it's actually two parts. And the answer is the same.
I've seen that documentary.
It's a good documentary.
Mm-hmm.
It's about Travis Walton, the guy who's the most controversial case in ufology. Is it fact or fiction?
That's fact.
Thank you. What'd you think about that movie?
That's good. The guy that played Travis Walton in that documentary just directed a movie that's really, really good.
Isn't that Susan Sarandon's husband?
No, that's Tim Robbins.
Isn't Tim Robbins? Didn't he play Fire in the Sky?
Wasn't that Peter Berg?
I don't know why. I think it's Tim Robbins that was in Fire in the Sky. Maybe I'm wrong.
I thought it was, D.B. Sweeney played Travis Walton. Yeah. Who looks very much like Peter Berg.
What else was he in?
D.B. Sweeney, he was in the Spawn movie. He was a Navy SEAL. No, he wasn't. That was Michael Biehn. D.B. Sweeney was in a bunch of stuff in, like, the 90s. Peter Berg was in it. Okay, so I'm not far off. Peter Berg was David Whitlock.
Isn't Spawn black?
Yeah.
A black guy?
Yeah.
It's like the only cool black superhero, right?
Black Panther's kind of cool. Hal Jordan, Green Lantern's pretty cool.
There's a black Hal Jordan?
Not Hal Jordan. John Stewart.
Oh, they have a Black Lantern?
Mm-hmm. John Stewart.
Is he the gay one?
No, that's the first one. The very first Green Lantern.
The very first Green Lantern was gay?
Mm-hmm. He didn't come out of the closet until like the last couple of years, but...
Wow. In Haiti...
And Bishop. Bishop's a badass black dude.
I forgot about Bishop. I'm forgetting about a lot of guys now.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know there was a black Green Lantern, actually.
Mm-hmm. John Stewart.
At Comic-Con... Excuse me. Excuse me again. At Comic-Con, we saw a black guy dressed up like Green Lantern. I'm like, why'd you do that? Why wouldn't you go with something like, you know...
Cloak is probably my favorite black superhero.
Who's Cloak?
From Cloak and Dagger.
Oh, I never even heard of that.
I love him.
I'll have to look him up.
Two Runaways. Dagger gained the ability she can shoot white daggers of energy as a weapon.
Hmm.
And she has the cure, her touch heals addiction. And then Cloak has the ability, like his
protection.
His cloak is basically a doorway to the dark world. So, like, he can suck people into the dark world through his coat. And he needs the light that Dagger provides to survive, to power up. They're pretty badass.
I'll have to look them up. In Haiti, voodoo priests can bring back people to life.
She's so hot.
As zombies through the dark arts.
Mm-hmm. They do. That's fact.
Fact.
They do that in a movie called In the Mouth of Madness.
Yeah.
Scott Bakula.
Isn't People Under the Sun or so about that too?
People Under the Stairs?
No, the sun. What's that movie?
Under the Tuscan Sun?
No. Damn it. I'll have to get back to you on that. There's a movie about that. Voodoo. And it's something that has the word sun in it. And it was made in the 80s. Shit, not People Under the Stairs. Oh, well, fact or fiction. There is a subgenre of music called screamo.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Dude, when I found out that screamo was real, I thought it was a joke.
I like some early screamo bands. I really do. I always hated the term screamo, but some of the bands that are qualified as screamo, I really enjoy.
I enjoy the name screamo more than the music, and I'm going to start listening to the music just because of that. Fact or fiction. Now, remember... This the answer to this, Dave, is really important because I want to see what kind of person you are. So choose wisely your answer, okay? And when we interviewed, remember when I asked you about having an open mind. But I don't want to give you too many hints of what
you
to
want
say.
To hear a Screamo song real quick before that?
Yeah. Ooh. Is this Christian rock?
I love the Used. That's from
Screamo.
That's from the Used self-titled debut album from 2002, The Used.
That
I
like
was a box full of sharp objects. That whole album, phenomenal.
The guy kind of sounds like one of them Green Day singers at first, but then he starts screaming, you know? And
he's one of the craziest like frontmen I've ever seen.
Really?
Yeah. And I'm getting a concussion one night.
You seen him actually play live?
Oh, multiple times. I used to love The Used. I saw The Used many, many times.
Really?
I saw him get
they came around here?
Yeah. Cleveland, Pittsburgh, Columbus.
Okay.
I'd see him wherever. I saw him get a concussion the one night. And then the next night, a day after a concussion, climb on a 20-foot like speaker and just jump off like, without warning anybody. He climbs up there and it's like, oh, cool, he's going to sing there. And then just out of nowhere, he just jumps.
What's this dude's problem?
Burt McCracken. He's one of the most insane dudes in the history of the world.
Sounds pretty cool. Now, here's that important question. Fact or fiction? Tomato soup goes the best with grilled cheese sandwiches.
I'm going to say fiction.
You're right.
Because I don't like tomato soup.
Read why, though.
Don't be narrow-minded. Chili is good, too.
Thank you.
I don't like tomato soup, really.
Exactly.
I love
But what society tells us? What does society tells us goes best with grilled cheese?
You know what my... Oh, tomato soup.
Exactly. And guess what? They're wrong.
You know what?
You can't be like Eric and say, well, this is what they tell me. This is what they tell me. How about think for yourself sometimes? How about use your own brain instead of just listening to other people's brains?
You know what I've been
telling you about singularity. Come on, Eric.
I've been making, like, I'll call them gourmet baked grilled cheese sandwiches because they're fantastic.
Yeah.
Like the other day, it's like this, I use this Texas toast bread that's like really thick. The other day I put queso on it, some cumin, and then crinkled up tortilla chips and made like a salsa con queso grilled nacho sandwich.
Did you really do that?
Yeah. Yeah, you bake them. You bake them for like 12 minutes, and they
get. That sounds delicious.
You could do mushroom and Swiss is fantastic, like jalapenos and pepper jack, or just regular cheese, like just anything, like sharp cheddar.
Why does Eric make funny all the time and says, "Oh, you don't eat fancy things"? It sounds like you know what you're doing to me.
I love making these because they get so crispy around the edge, but they're so soft in the middle, and you don't burn them if you do them right in the oven. And you know what the perfect side with grilled cheese is?
What?
Jalapeno poppers.
Oh, wow. I love them.
No matter what grilled cheese you're having, jalapeno poppers.
I agree. We're almost done with this. We have one more question. Fact or fiction? Super Mario Brothers video game sold more than any other. It sold 262 million copies. Fact or fiction?
I'm going to say fact on that.
Huh.
Because it's had the time.
Well, it was great playing the factening, and you got every question right.
I'm pretty good at that.
Thank you, Dave.
I'm probably the best at that game.
I like having you as a ghost already. You know how to eat. You like to cook. You like eating with me. You like drinking with me. It looks.
Cheers that again.
We pounded a ton of ginger ale already.
Mike left like he put like two or three in a bag to bring upstairs and left the other 12 packed downstairs. I said no. fuck this. And I took the two or three out, left them downstairs. We brought the rest of the 12-pack.
Yep.
And now we're drinking. We're on our fourth already, I think.
Yep.
So it's my turn. I didn't want to do, like, just a straight-up fact. Like, I didn't want to do, like, hey, here's everything about Jack Ruby. Like, he wasn't that bad of a guy. Because that's boring.
Right.
So I want to introduce...
Or, hey, let's talk about Thomas Jefferson again.
Duchessness of the Duchy,
talk about the Hundred-Year War. And let's talk about some king that I don't care about because I'm not Scottish like him.
So do you like debate?
Do I like to debate?
Yeah.
Yeah. If I have to, I will.
Because this is a segment that it's going to require some... what's that called when I'm inviting you in? Participation. Some co-host participation.
I like that.
So instead of sitting there and having to listen to my facts.
Like just what I did, kind of.
Yeah.
It was interactive.
Yeah.
Instead of getting yelled at for vining
all the
time.
And you know what? You haven't been on your phone a single time.
I have no need to.
Yeah. So.
It's been interesting.
If you've ever hosted facts before with Mike, take notes. He's never once had his phone out today. But,
Yeah.
This is an episode. This is a segment.
Real quick, I don't mean to cut you off. Did you notice that Eric didn't sound happy with Shane?
Eric doesn't sound happy with anybody.
Yeah, but he sounds a lot like, I'll listen to some stuff him and I did in the past. Not disrespect you. Like, I'm not trying to talk about him in front of you. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because I don't want to, like, bring him up when we're together. But he didn't sound like Shane just wasn't making him happy at all. I feel bad for him, actually.
I don't think it was Shane's fault.
I'm going to go ahead and say I feel bad for him because he's not... I just feel bad for him.
I don't think it was Shane's fault. I think it was just Eric missing you.
You think he misses me?
I think it was Eric missing you and wishing Shane was you. So I don't think it was that he wasn't happy with Shane. I think he was unhappy without you.
You're right. And he even said that.
He made this bed. He made this bed.
You're right, Dave. He made his bed.
And now
lying
you're sitting on it with me.
You're right. I got a new co-host, and he made that bed, and I moved on.
Yep.
I'm happier now too. I am. I found somebody that wants to do the show and eats, and we have a great time together, like no other. And he was just miserable. Shane, he's like, Mike usually brings me food, and I could tell that, like, you know. He wanted to tell Shane, like, get out of my house.
Get out and call Mike, please.
Yeah, like, why don't you just never come back, Shane, while you're at it? He already fired Shane, too.
Did he?
Yeah.
He didn't last long.
Yeah, Shane posted on Facebook the next day, he's like, well, I'm fired. Like, Eric fired him at my show.
And you know, who else is going to want to co-host with him? I can't see him lining up any other co-hosts.
I don't know anybody who would ever, first of all, it'd be a big disrespect to me if anybody would ever... do that. Like,
I think you'd have to be pretty desperate to co-host with him.
Yeah. It would just... None of my friends or people would ever do that because almost everybody from Fax is Team Mike. Like, there's one girl from Australia for some reason, and she's Team Eric. And I don't know why, because more Australian listeners listen because of me.
See, I have a pretty decent Australian following.
You do?
I do.
Great.
Like a probably 25% of my Twitter followers are Australian.
Great.
For whatever reason.
That's probably why they liked him, was because Eric and Dave show, so they automatically think, like, I'm going to like him because Dave, I like Dave so much, but now that they see that you are with me, you like me and stuff, they're going to say, oh yeah, I'm going to switch over to the other side.
Okay.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to get off track of your fact. Please.
My fact is, it's multiple facts.
Exactly. I just call it a fact.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. My segment, it's something I like to call a historical reenactment.
Oh, wow.
I've taken great debates throughout history.
Yeah.
And I'm going to flip a coin and decide who is which side.
Okay.
And then we're going to get into character and debate as those people, and then we'll crown a winner.
Oh.
So the first one we're going to do is Roe v. Wade. So okay. One of us has to argue for abortion, and one of us has to argue against it. So okay. I'm going to flip a coin. I am arguing for abortion.
Okay.
All right, you're in character. You ready to go?
So I'm against it?
Yeah.
Who's my person?
You're Roe or Wade, whoever was against abortion.
Do you know
who? I'm the other one.
Okay, I'll be Roe.
I'm the one that's for... I'm like, yes, abortions. All right, so get in a character.
So who... I'm against.
Yeah, and this is...
And you're Wade?
Yeah.
Okay.
And this is to set the scene. We're in the courtroom.
Okay.
You're giving your close, or I'm giving my closing arguments, and you're very rude, and you interrupt me, and it just starts us yelling back and forth.
This guy just seems like he'd be a real jerk.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So as you listen to me, jury, women should be able to get their abortions as they wish.
Objection, Your Honor.
No objection. Overruled. This is my closing arguments, not yours.
Objection. I need to speak.
You speak during your closing arguments of your losing case, not of my winning closing arguments.
You're a real disrespectful person.
Well, at least I respect women enough to think they can put a baby in their body. They can take one out. Take one out. Take one out.
Don't take
one
out. I thought I'm against the abortion.
No, I was for abortion there, and I just wiped the floor with you. We just rewrote history, and abortion won that one. I think it won the first time, too, but we rewrote it.
Okay.
Next one is... The next one is Browns versus the Board of Education, where Board of Education said, we want to have black schools and white schools, and Browns are like, no, we can go to school with you white people, so we're going to flip a coin. You're Board of Education, so you have to argue why whites are superior and blacks should be in different schools.
Okay.
And I'll be the one saying, like, hey, we should all be in the same school, yo.
Okay.
All right. So same scenario. You're giving your closing argument, and the judge just isn't listening, so he asks my opinion.
Okay.
So give your closing argument.
Your Honor, and finally, you know, our children, we can't let them keep... We want our kids to play sports, and if we let these little black people in our schools, our kids are never going to be able to get.
They're
going to be sitting on
that.
The bench all the time.
It's about
and,
more
and,
than
and the
that.
White kids need to play sports with the black kids involved.
Hell
we all know that they have extra muscles in their bodies from evolution because they were jumping in the jungles and everything, so their muscles are far more evolved than. White people.
Oh, no,
and it's
didn't.
Not fair to put them in with white people's schools because they're going to dominate sports and then no more scholarships for white kids to go to college. All these, let's just call them Negroes, are going to be all educated and beating us in sports. And basically, white people are going to die off.
You know, you win that one because you were actually very convincing about why we should be segregated again. So... You seems to be very close to your heart, and you did very well.
Thank you.
This next one is the famous case of O.J. Simpson v. Nicole Brown Simpson.
Oh!
O.J. has to convince Nicole Brown Simpson he should murder her, and Nicole Brown Simpson has to convince him not to murder her. Flip the coin. I am Nicole Brown Simpson. You are O.J. Simpson.
All right.
Oh, hey, O.J., this is my waiter friend.
Bitch, I'm gonna kill you.
Don't kill me. Please don't kill me. I'm the mother of your children.
Bitch, I'm tired of this shit.
Please don't kill me. Please don't.
I'm tired of looking at this white motherfucker.
Are you
sucking his dick on my couch.
Here, take...
Eating my goddamn food.
Take Ron.
All
take
the motherfucking
Ron.
Time.
You can kill Ron. We can
no,
run away together.
I'm about to kill you, bitch. Get over
no,
here.
No.
Get over here.
Here, kill Ron.
Turn around. I'm gonna choke you with these little ass gloves. Turn around, bitch. Don't look at me in the eye when I'm about to kill you. I'm gonna pull your hair. Give me a twist out your fucking mouth, bitch. I'm gonna eat that shit.
Once again, you're the winner.
Thank you.
This next one is Scopes v. Monkey Trial. This is the one about Scopes who was taken to court for teaching evolution in school and the monkey trial saying, we don't teach evolution in schools. We teach Jesus. So I'll be Scopes. And you be the monkey trial saying, like, oh, you don't teach evolution in school. We teach Jesus in school.
Great.
So we can't teach Jesus in school because that's a belief. Not everybody believes it. So let's teach science because science is a fact. So evolution is science. Therefore, evolution is a fact. So therefore, we want our students to learn facts, not beliefs. Believe what you want to believe. Facts, you believe whether you want to believe them or not. The sky is blue. The water is wet.
Well, there's no proof that we were evolved from monkeys. That just doesn't make sense.
There's no proof that we just showed up randomly.
Yeah, because God created us. That's why.
Yes, there's no proof for
in
that.
The Constitution says, in God we trust. It's even in the Constitution.
Then I say we say, in monkey we trust.
But it doesn't. So the world is built...
Objection, Your Honor. Change the Constitution to, in monkey we trust. Withstood. Constitution changed. Scopes is the winner.
You win.
Scopes. Scopes is the winner. So I think we're tied 2-2.
Yeah.
This next one is Eddie Murphy is Beverly Hills Cop. The Sly Stallone is Beverly Hills Cop. Which, a little fun fact, is that Sylvester Stallone was originally cast as Axel Foley in Beverly Hills Cop, but had to back out, and they cast Eddie Murphy, which turned it into a completely different movie.
Is that true?
That's very true. Wow, it was originally a Sylvester Stallone movie. So I will be Eddie Murphy trying to convince the people that I should be Beverly Hills Cop, and you should be Sly Stallone convincing everybody that you should be Beverly Hills Cop.
Okay.
Beverly Hills Cop with me is a completely different movie.
Hey, hey, yo.
With this meathead, it's just another action movie.
Hey, I think,
yeah. Look at me. With me, it's quick-hitting dialogue. It's funny jokes. Hey. With him, it's...
what's this monkey guy talking about over here? Apollo Creed, Woody.
I went on disqualification because you went racist.
I did that on really purpose. Racist because I couldn't do a good Sylvester Stallone. But
Whereas on the other hand, my Eddie Murphy was flawless.
It was great.
So that's historical.
You brought that fact up real quick. I just wanted to say I was watching that RoboCop I bought.
Yeah.
Best Buy, and I watched the deleted. Excuse me, damn it! I was watching the deleted. You know, the bonus you get on the CD or whatever.
Yeah.
And the one was called "The Villains of RoboCop." And, you know, the guy, Clarence Boddicker, that scumbag that, you know, is real gritty and he spit blood all the time.
Yeah.
The director of the movie gave him...
Paul Verhoeven.
Yeah, he gave him little round glasses to look like a Heinrich Himmler because he said Himmler was the ultimate villain. He was like Adolf Hitler's right-hand man. So that's why I just thought it was really cool that he was like modeled after a Nazi officer. Mm-hmm.
And that movie was originally X-rated X due to violence.
That's nuts.
Yeah. That was.
Is there any way to get an X-rated copy?
I thought they tried to release it on DVD a few years ago, but I don't think it ever did. I think bootleg copies floated around of the X-rated version, but I don't know that it was ever officially released.
I'll tell you what, the unrated version, the Blu-ray, it's even bloodier than the normal one.
That might be the... I'm not sure if unrated is the X or if that was...
Because, like, when ED-209 blows away that guy in the office, like, originally, like, the very first time when it goes haywire and blows that guy away, it starts pumping, like, his body while the guy's laying down, like, so full of bullets, like, chunks of his body are just flying apart off of it.
Then doesn't it teabag him afterwards?
Yeah. It does.
So that's my fact. See, we each went through a fact, and we're at an hour. That's a good show.
We're in an hour already?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Thank you.
Yeah, I had fun. I can't wait to do this many, many more
times. I really like the reenactment thing. That's something Reenfactment. That's something Eric would never do.
No, he would never do, because it's similar to a segment I brought called Dinner for Two to that show, and he would refuse to do. Just didn't get into character.
Dinner for Two?
Yeah.
What's that?
Where we draw cards and we do dinner and we have to do impressions of those people having dinner with
us. God, that'd be so funny.
He doesn't do it anymore.
Oh, well. Well, Dave, I'd like to thank you for joining me as my new co-host and welcome aboard as a team member of FAX.
I'd like to thank you for having me as a team member of FAX. And I can't wait to do many, many episodes and go far into the future with you as my FAX co-host. And that is a fact.
Thanks. Hey, do you got anything you want to plug, Dave? Now that it's the end of the show, why don't you plug it?
You can check out my other show, Mr. Grumpy Pants Talking.
Just say it, because it's
Eric
the name of your show.
Eric and Dave Talking with Eric and Dave.
I'll approve it.
You can find that at ericanddave.com. That's Eric with a K. We actually have a full month of shows planned out. I have another show called Movies on Up. You can find that at moviesonup.com. It's me and my buddy Ryan talking movies. Follow me on Twitter at Dave Bacella, DaveBacella.com. I don't really update it ever, but I might. And I think that's all for now.
As for me, you can look me up on Twitter. It's private. I'm at M. Kalenich, but if you add me, I'll look at you, and if I want to... If I think you're, like, a good person, I'll add you. And it's private because I work for the government.
It's been private before you worked for the government.
But I knew I was going to get a government job. And you could also find me on Facebook, which is also private. But you could add me. You could search my Vine. Also private. But if I think you're not a psycho, I'll add you. And the reason I keep things so private is because a lot of stuff I do is none of your business. Okay? Not you. I don't mean you because I was looking at you when I said it, but I mean some of these listeners like that, Jessica Palenko. And you know who you are. You keep sending emails saying, Eric, I love you this, I hate Mike that. Well, this is facts. This is the real facts, okay? The facts Eric does, those are boring. They're stupid facts. These are good facts. Okay? So, him and, well, he fired Shane Herman, so I don't know who he wants next. He's probably going to come crawling back to me, but I got him. I got a new guy.
He'll probably find some loser to do it with him.
Yeah. Good luck, Eric, trying to find somebody that'll do it with you. Also, I know none of my friends would.
Also, before we go, a friend of mine has a big show coming up in late February. February 23rd, mark your calendar. A good friend of both of us, Eric Cribley, is recording a live DVD in Kent, Ohio at the Stone Tavern.
Is that 5 to 9 o'clock, I believe?
6 to 10-ish, maybe. Him and Jerry Jaffe. There's a couple features. He's going to do about 45 minutes of older material, and we're proud of him. It's a good thing for him because he's not really good at accomplishing things. So.
Oh, I can't wait.
So go to that, February 23rd. Do they have in good Kent, food there? Ohio. I've never been.
Are you going to go?
Yeah.
Are you?
Yeah, I am, actually. I'm going to make sure I'm off work.
Cool.
Yeah. I was scheduled to perform there once, but then I had to cancel the day off because I fucked up my back.
Maybe we get a crew together, go carpool or something, man.
Maybe.
You know?
Yeah.
Cool.
So that's it for facts this week.
All right. Thank you, everybody, for tuning into Facts.
Use your brain!
Wait. Don't hit the button. I have to do something.
My voice.
It's okay. You did good.
Get me, please.
Yeah. You did good, but there's something I want to say, because Shane tried to take it out last week. You did really good on that. Now, when I point at you, I want you to say the tagline.
That's the tagline.
I know, but I have to give a message. At the end of every show, I give a message, and then I say, use your brain. I'm changing the format to me giving the message, and then I'll go.
I need a drink, because I did throw out my voice doing that.
Do you want me to say it?
No, because I enjoy that.
Can you do it?
No, I want that to be my new role.
It is.
Yeah.
Sometimes in life, you were in a situation, it wasn't so good. You got to get away from it. Human nature, you want to go back to it really bad. You miss it. You miss the routine of it, even though it was so bad and it beat you down. It was the worst time in your life. But sometimes you don't realize that the best thing for you is right in front of you. And people out there, stay positive. Eat healthy. Treat your body right, and your brain will excel and help you be right. And most importantly,
use your brains!